Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Ches is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Harav David Ben Harav Eliyahu Zichrono Levracha in honor of his yard site Gimel Elul, dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Eliyahu Singer. May the Torah study learned in this shir be an everlasting zchus for his neshama.
The following shir has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Silber, dayan and author of The Code of Jewish Conduct, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havar Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Grama and Garmi. This is one of the most difficult concepts in Dine Momonos. Grama and Garmi. A person is forbidden to cause any damage to anybody else, either physical injury or monetary loss, whether the person does it by himself or causes it, gufoi or koichoi. Person has to be is fully responsible for his actions and their outcome. A person is also responsible for causing damage. Causing damage, indirect damage. There's two kinds of indirect damage. One of them is called garmi, and one of them is called groma. The indirect damage of garmi, based in will be mechayev money. That's how we paskin. The mazik begarmi will have to pay the damages, compensate for the damages. Groma is potter from paying. That's called Potter Bidine Odom. The Beis Din here in this world will not be Mechayev him, but he is Chayev Bidine Shomayim. What does that mean, Chayev Bidine Shomayim? It means that Beis Din cannot charge him the money. However, they sometimes, when somebody is Chayev Groma, Beis Din will still force him to in some way compensate, or they will inform him that he has to pay. It's a good idea anyway to pay, because a person does not want to remain chayev to somebody else bedinei shomayim. So it's a good idea for a person to pay when it is a case of chiyuv bedinei shomayim, even though he's potter bedinei odom. However, were the nizak, the damage, the victim, to seize some of the possessions of the mazik, he will not be able to, if he comes to Basin and says, or anything like that, no. In Tofas, Moitzin, Miodoi, Basin will say, we can only make people pay or allow you to snatch and thereby receive your payment if it is something that a person is Chayav B'dinei Odom. If a person is only Chayav B'dinei Shomayim, you have to return it. We cannot help you to get that payment. So garmi is chayev bedine odom, groma is chayev bedine shemaim, and potur bedine odom. What exactly the differences between groma and garmi are is a very difficult parasha. There are many rishonim, and it's beyond the scope of this shiur to go into what the differences are. But along the line, we're going to bring some examples. And hope the examples which are unanimous or are opinions, certain opinions, which will help map out the route somewhat. Garmi, the paying for damaging someone with garmi, indirect causing, but direct enough that you will be obliged to pay in based in Shalmato, Bidine Odom. When a person is chayav to pay dinei garmi, it has the same din as all other damages. He would have to pay in cash or with metaltalin, or with, if he's paying with land, with unmovables, it will have to be from his best possessions. Some say that garmi, it's a big machlokas rishonim this. It is the big point. The Shach sat down to write a commentary on the Ramban's Dina de Garmi. The Ramban wrote a whole kuntras on this. And the Shach sat down to write a pirush on it, and he stopped in the middle because he said it's too hard for him, because the Ramban went the whole way saying that garmi is a chiyuv d'oraisa, it is real damages, and it's not that way. It's only a knas d'rabbanan. That's how the Shach holds. Seeing that it's only a knas derabanan, if, for instance, the mazik were to die, his heirs will not have, his inheritors will not have to pay for the damages from his possessions, because you can only give him the knas, you can only fine him, you can't fine his heirs, and it's not real damages that you're paying, it's only a fine. However, had he damaged someone begarmi and met him in Beis Din, and Beis Din said that he is chayev, that becomes a proper debt, and the heirs will have to pay. There is a klal, moide biknas potor. That's normal knas. In the knas of garmi, if a person is moide, a person admits having damaged somebody else indirectly, in a case of garmi, when he has to pay, he will be obliged to pay. It is not like other knosos in garmi. Someone who is moide begarmi will have to pay. All dinei garmi are potter b'shoigeg. If it was done by accident, then he will be potter. He is not obliged to pay. The reason being that it's a knas. So if, for instance, the Gemara says the knas of being metama medama menasich, the hezek sheini nika sugya, a person is potter b'shoigeg. We also find certainly that he's potter b'oinus. If someone holds a gun to a yid's head, le'aleinu, and he forces him to be malshin on another yid, Halshon is also chayav midina de garmi. If he was forced, threatened terribly and forced into it, then he will be potter, because dina de garmi is potter when it is ba'oinus. Ba'oinus or b'shoigig. This again is because it is a knas. If it would be a paying damages, so maybe you would have to pay odom mud lo'olam, maybe you would have to pay also b'shoigig. But because it's a knas, we're paskening like the Shach and the Rishonim who say it's a knas, you are potter when it is b'shoigig and certainly when it is ba'oinus. Chiyav garmi is only on the human being himself, a man, but a behema will be potter for garmi. So, for instance, a man will be chayav for burning a shtar. Somebody had a shtar, and he could claim with this shtar a debt in writing, and he could use this slip of paper to get himself $10,000, the debt. But the actual paper is worthless, you can't do really anything with it. You might be able to cover a bottle with it that the flies shouldn't go inside, but that's quite useless and worthless as far as we're concerned. The actual slip of paper has no value, very little value or no value. However, if you burn that, you've lost him $10,000. That would be an example, more about this in a minute, that would be an example, say, of shtar, somebody who burns his friend's documents that now he can no longer claim his the debts. It would be chayev midin garmi. If an animal was to tear up or rub out a shtar or burn a shtar, then the owner of the animal is not chayev. Only a human being is chayev garmi, not his animals. What about goyrim de goyrim? A chain of events, an indirect, a double indirect thing. So let's say burning a shtar, that's an example of garmi that you do pay for indirect damaging. However, if you were to just cause the burning of a shtar, you gave a child some fire to play with, and the child playing with the fire burned somebody's documents, and now he can't claim his debts. So that would be a groma de groma. It's a double indirect chain of events. It's indirect what you gave the child, and the child really did the burning. It's further indirect, burning a document, preventing him from claiming his debts. So a double groma, groma de groma, garmi de garmi, we will say you are potter. Now, one thing very important to mention is that even though you're potter, you don't have to pay the damages for groma b'nizokin. That is only after you have caused the damage. But before the damage is caused, we will certainly force, the Beis Din will force an individual to get rid of the possibility of damaging. We won't allow you to have a wild dog in your possession if it could possibly bite people. We also won't allow you to have in your possession in any setup in which you could cause indirect damage to people. You may turn around to Beis Din and said, who says anybody will get damaged? I am willing to pay whatever damages will be caused by Gromo, if there will be any. This would be fine. We will force even Gromo, which is Potter, we will force you to get rid of the possibility of damaging anybody, or to accept upon yourself the responsibility that if you do damage anybody, you will pay for it. A common scenario, a neighbor in an apartment building wants to build. Now, during his building work, of course, there'll be a lot of dust and a lot of noise, and if the neighbors allow him to build, and he's allowed legally to build, and Api Halacha to build, everybody knows that you have to put up with that. However, what about if the neighbor wants to, what about the neighbor might cause all kinds of indirect damages to you? Moving a pipe even two or three flights up might cause a leak in your pipe down here. Now, he didn't do it himself, his worker did it. So you go to the neighbor, you say, can you please pay? He says to you, go to my contractor. I signed a document with him. You go to the contractor, he says, go to the guy that actually moved the pipe. And you're running from here to there. It may be Gromo. It may be that all the leaks that were caused in the downstairs apartments due to the new cracks in the brickwork, it may just be Gromo, only Gromo. And Mr. Upstairs, or Mr. the one who did the building, is completely Potter from paying. However, when he comes and knocks on your doors and in your door and asks you, will you please allow me to build? You may tell him, I allow you to build, but please sign the dotted line that you accept on yourself responsibility for any damages, even damages caused by Gromo. Having done that, he will then be responsible for damages even of Gromo. And it's also a menschlicher thing to ask. I don't mind if you build, I'll be very happy for you to extend your apartment. However, I don't want to suffer any damages. These kinds of damages you won't have to pay if I suffer. I will allow you to build as long as you accept on yourself the responsibility to pay, even for Gromo. That would be allowed. The Beis Din could sometimes force a person to either get rid of the damage or even a Gromo damage, or accept on himself a responsibility that to pay for any damages, even if they're done by Gromo. And this would be a normal thing to ask. You're not asking somebody to do some kind of lifnim mishra sadin, or you're not being like really square with someone and not letting him do what he's. It's a perfectly normal thing to ask for. Some say there is an opinion that the difference between Gromo and Garmi, from Rishon to Rishon, you have a very, very hard time trying to work out what's going on. So you can start with the Rambam, you can start with any Rishon you want. There is an opinion in the Rishonim that Gromo ben Izikin is anything which is Shchiach, which is not common. But if it's common, if it's shchiach v'rogil, if it's a common kind of damage, then it's already called garmi, and you're chayiv midin knas. So there would be such an opinion, that there is such a possibility that a Beis Din might decide that because this is a very common kind of gromah, therefore we will be machayiv somebody, even bidinei odom. It is not, there are choylkim, it's a machlokes, it's not an unanimous opinion. And therefore, if something is common, a very common form of Gromo, may be a reason why the Beis Din would be mechayev, even though it seems like it is Gromo.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.